We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Kedushin, Perek Dal and Mishnah Yud Aleph. Isha Nasasi Mimidina Sayam Harehizo. We have a man who was a bachelor before he went overseas. Now he went overseas and he got married. And he comes back with the wife and children and says, this woman that I married overseas, this is this woman of Elu Banan. These are her children. So maybe Raya Ala Isha, says the Mishnah, he has to bring a proof that in fact this is his wife that he married overseas and she's Miuchesa, she has proper lineage. Veino Tarach Lovi Raya Labanim. But he doesn't have to bring a Raya on the children that these are her children. This is where, with that, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about Heim Kruchen Achare Iman. We see that they're wrapped, that they're following this woman. We assume that indeed these are her children. Once he brings a Raya on the wife, that this is his wife and she's Miuchesis, we assume that these are her children and they have proper lineage as well. But what about Mesa? So what about, he said, he left as a bachelor, and he comes back and says, by the way, he comes back with these children, not with a woman, and says, I got married overseas, but my wife passed away, and these are her children. Then, Sarach Lavi Raya Alo Isha Vi Ala Banim. Then he needs to bring a proof, both about the woman that she's Miuchesis, and that these indeed are that woman's children. Perek Dal and Mishnah Yud Beis teaches us the laws of yichud, of seclusion, of a man and a woman. Lo yisyached adamim shtei nashim, says the Tanakama, a man cannot have yichud with two women, which means not only one man and one woman is seclusion, but even one man and two women is a problem of yichud. Why is that? The Gemara assumes because women, they may be enticed by this man and they're not embarrassed to sin in front of the other one. Each one will protect the other and won't inform upon them. But one woman is allowed to have yichud with two men. We assume each one is embarrassed of his friend and won't sin in front of the other. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af ish echad misyached im shtei nashim. So Rabbi Shimon's statement is a little bit complicated. So Rabbi Shimon says, even one man can have yichud with two women. It sounds like on the surface, Rabbi Shimon is just coming to argue with the Tanakhama and is saying that a man indeed can have yichud with two women. It's not a problem. But then he adds on, bizman she'ishto imo, as long as this man's wife is with him. And then he adds on, v'yashin imahen mepuntiki, in fact, he can even sleep with these two women in, because his wife is going to protect him while she's there. So that would be acceptable. So what is Rabbi Shimon coming to tell us? So according to one explanation, Rabbi Shimon comes to say that if we say ishto imo, if someone's wife is with him, then he holds that a person can have a yichud with two women. Sounds like that maybe the Tanakhama would agree. Tanakhama just said you can't have yichud or one man with two women. He didn't mention anything about having his wife with him. Maybe the Tanakhama would agree with Rabbi Shimon that as long as the man is with these two women and his wife is there as well as a third person, so that would be acceptable. And then he adds on the chiddush is even lishon b'machsanya, even if the papundiki, even to be in an inn with it together, because his wife will protect him from those other two women. Now others say that Rabbi Shimon, when he mentions shtei nashim, it's lav dafka, it doesn't mean only two women. And Rabbi Shimon is coming to tell us that if a man's wife is with him, then he can have yichud even with one woman. So he's now with this one woman, who's a stranger, but his wife is with him as well. That's okay. Why did he mention shtei nashim? Because the Tanakhama mentioned shtei nashim. Would the Tanakhama agree? It's possible. Tanakhama would agree with this as well. All the Tanakhama said is a man can't have yichud with two women. Sounds like, and certainly not with one woman. What about ishto imo? So it's not 100% clear. Could be Rabbi Shimon's coming to argue with the Tanakhama, and Rabbi Tanakhama would not allow a man to have yichud with two women with his wife, or according to this explanation, with one woman, even if his wife is there. And some have the following gear. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af ish echad misyached im shtei nashim. And therefore, there's no doubt of machlokas here. Rabbi Shimon comes to argue in the Tanakhama and say, the same way a woman can have yichud with two men, a man can have yichud with two women. And that would be true even if his wife is not there. The statement of Ishto Imo, that's everyone's statement. That's not Reb Shimon's statement. That's astonishing. Everyone agrees to that statement. Ubizman Ishto Imo, Yashen Imo, and Mepuntiki. If his wife is with him, then he can even sleep in the same inn with one other woman. And everyone would agree to this. Even the Tanakam would agree. If Ishto Imo, you can have Yichud even with Isha Achas, even with one woman. Tosus to the Rif, and others learn the Mishnah that way. Then the Mishnah says, "Misyached Adam im imo v'im bito." A man can have yichud with his mother or his daughter. It's not a problem of yichud. V'yashen imahem mikir baser. They can even sleep together with a man with his mother, man with his daughter, even with contact, the body contact, the skin contact, one another. But v'migdilu, let's say though you have a case now the bas becomes. So let's say the son who's having yichud with, who's now sleeping with his mother, literally in the same bed. So, and have we said they were allowed to have kirv basar? So that's only up until they reach the age of bar bat mitzvah. Once they're gedolim, so the father with the daughter or the son with the mother, so then it's going to be a problem. So that's the 12 for a girl, 13 for a boy. Some say they would apply based on the Gemara if the girl, let's say, is embarrassed to be undressed in front of her father. So then this halacha would apply even less than that. It should not be in the same bed. And some say when the son reaches 12 in one day and the daughter 9 in one day, as long as they have simanei narus, signs of maturity, the halacha would apply there also, that they should not be in the same bed one with the other. And what do you do? But rather, Mishnah explains, not that they can't be in the same bed, but rather, zu yishena b'chsusa v'ze yashen b'chsusa. They can't have kirv basar. But once they become gedolim, so they cannot have kirv basar, but as long as they're in the same, if they're in the same bed and each one is sleeping with their own clothing, that would be acceptable.